This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The Canadian Coast Guard is reporting that just over half of the heavy fuel on board the stranded MSC Baltic 3 has been safely removed by the salvage team TNT. The ship ran aground in an area known as Cedar Cove after losing power on February 15th. Early estimations concluded that there was 1,600 metric tons on board. The Coast Guard's Bruce English says due to weather, winds, and sea state, they can only work on this about 50% of the time.
There are other hydrocarbons on there, but half of the heavy fuel, which is the nasty stuff, has been removed, and it's been moved onto various MSC ships. As they visited the port of Corner Brook, we had an opportunity to pump to various ships. So it's gone. It's not on the shoreline or anywhere being ready for final disposal. It's gone back on the ships to be burned.
The vessel sustained serious structural damage to the hull, making it impossible to tow weight safely, but there is still no leakage. English says they found about a dozen tarballs on the beach, which did not come from the stranded ship.
Environment and Climate Change Canada sent some off for analysis. They also took samples on board of the MSC Baltic from various fuel tanks on board of there. When they sent them off, the results came back that the tarballs, the samples taken from those, they all matched each other, so it's a common source. But none of those matched the samples taken from the ship.
English says TNT Salvage has had a vessel on site as of late last week to remove containers and bring them to Corner Brook.
It's called EEMS Dublin. This vessel is just over 100 meters long, and it's a general cargo vessel, but it has a shallow draft, so it can float in water where there was not that deep, and essentially around where the Baltic is. And its primary purpose is to remove containers.
English says that vessel can take 50 40-foot containers or 100 20-foot containers and is 100 meters long. He says they'll also be setting up a gangway so people can walk on board the Baltic. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.